7 months ago, Sherry Habel's life changed forever. The petite 57-year-old discovered a lump in her breast, and then she learned she had breast cancer, which was almost to stage 3. Habel says the shock of hearing her diagnosis was the hardest thing she's ever faced. She wasn't one to keep up to date on self-exams or her mammograms. Looking back, she sees how lucky she was to have caught the cancer when she did. Now she encourages other women to be more aware than she was.
Check daily. Check every day of your life, every time you get in that shower. Do your breast check, just like brushing your teeth. It is very important. I don't care how thin you are, how small you are, how big you are. Cancer grows everywhere.
Habel says she had no idea what to expect from treatment, and that's when she met someone who would help her navigate through the coming trials.
I am Mackenzie Turner, nurse navigator for Hendrick Breast Institute.
Turner is one of a handful of nurse navigators serving patients in Abilene.
I meet with them one-on-one, and we discuss kind of their diagnosis, what they're going to be going through, because breast cancer is not just breast cancer. It's everyone is so different with their diagnosis.
Turner offers emotional support along with careful explanation of all surgeries, and she helps out with the day-to-day adjustments of a changing body.
Wigs, bras, prosthesis, pretty much anything they need, I'm there for.
Turner stayed with Habel as she underwent 4 sessions of chemotherapy, followed by a double mastectomy.
Navigation is up and coming. I think like a lot of the bigger cities have that sort of thing, but for smaller towns like this, it's unusual.
Turner is available to patients for life. She still stays in touch with Habel, who is now preparing for reconstructive surgery. Aside from navigation, Habel says another important resource helped her through her journey. She was eligible for financial assistance from the Hope Fund. Annual fundraisers like Bunko for Breast Cancer and the Think Pink Luncheon in Abilene support the Hope Fund, which provides mammography services free of charge for women.
Do not feel like you're out there alone. Don't feel embarrassed to ask for help. Go in. There are all kinds of funding available to you. This is your body. This is your health. This is your life.
Habel is now cancer-free. She says facing cancer was horrible, but it was the most eye-opening experience she's ever had.
Life is what it's all about. I have a 2-year-old grandson. He's the joy of my life. And, you know, I want to be around for my second one and my third one. And life is good. Life is absolutely wonderful.
The second annual Think Pink Luncheon is Wednesday at 11:30 at the Abilene Civic Center. Lori Allen of TLC's Say Yes to the Dress will be the guest speaker. Allen is also a breast cancer survivor. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.